Good morning, everybody. This is the first item on the regular part of your agenda. It's a proposed additional bylaw, 7.9.2.2. I did email you on the 27th of November, and again, once again, you might have got it on the 26th because of the time difference. But I emailed you on my date, on the 27th of November, giving you the background to this. I should mention that my custom is to email you all the documentation that I will need in making presentations to you. I do not distribute hard copy, so I hope you can access what I've sent to you. I'll just read the email to you so it gives you the background. It said that at its December meeting, the council will be asked to approve the placement of a proposed additional bylaw on the agenda for the 2012 annual meeting of the General Conference of Elders. The bylaw is necessary before a procedure for submission of proposals seeking 25% support of the General Conference of Elders to place an item on the agenda of the annual meeting can be implemented. The council has already endorsed the draft procedure to be submitted to the members of the council of the General Conference for adoption. It is intended that the additional bylaw and the procedure for seeking 25% support will both be on the 2012 annual meeting agenda. Although not required, the proposed bylaw was submitted to the Amendment Committee for review. They did recommend a minor change, and it was indeed a minor change, which was accepted. And I then attached to this email the proposed bylaw and the statement of justification. Now, I will read you the proposed bylaw. It is an additional bylaw which enshrines within the bylaws the process or the opportunity for this 25% procedure to be used. So this is what the new bylaw will say. 7.9.2.2, process for submitting agenda items. Requests to list items on an agenda when submitted by 25% of the General Conference shall be presented in accordance with the process proposed by the Council of Elders and approved by a simple majority of the General Conference. This was recommended by our legal counsel that we should formalise this within the bylaws, and this additional bylaw is the outcome of that. I'll go into the statement of justification. Article 7.9.2 and 7.9.2.1 of the UCGIA bylaws enable an item to be placed on the agenda of any authorised meeting of the General Conference of Elders if it is supported by not less than 25% of the members of the GCE. An item that receives a specified level of support can be balloted on at the annual meeting, at a special meeting, or by action without a meeting as prescribed in the bylaws. Although placing such an item on the annual meeting agenda is enabled by the bylaws, no procedure for doing so has ever been approved or implemented. Consequently, there has been uncertainty about how to go about it, and a level of unrest when members of the GCE have sought to obtain the necessary 25% support for a particular proposal. And we are all familiar, I think, with the unrest that occurred on at least two occasions in my memory. To address this situation, in December 2011, the Council of Elders distributed a draft procedure to the GCE for adoption. However, the procedure cannot be formally adopted until an article that authorises the GCE to do so is added to the bylaws. Additional bylaw 7.9.2.2, process for submitting agenda items, has been drafted by the Council of Elders to address this need and is respectfully recommended to the GCE for approval. So the bylaw I read to you a few moments ago, the proposed additional bylaw, and that statement of justification is proposed to be included on the agenda for the 2012 annual meeting of the General Conference. What needs to be done now is for this council to approve both the draft bylaw and also the statement of justification. Now, there are a number of issues on our agenda for this meeting which are very much time critical. Any amendments to the bylaws must be completed, approved by the council before December the 15th, or no later than December the 15th. So that's why this one is at the top of the list, and there are some others coming up later in the meeting. also which must be processed, must be approved by the council. So I'm asking for questions now on the wording of the additional bylaw, any questions you may have about the statement of justification, and then if there are no questions, I will simply request the council, move that the council approve both the bylaw, the additional bylaw, and also the statement of justification. So I'd be happy to take any questions now, but I think it's pretty straightforward. As there are no questions, I would move that the council approve the draft bylaw and the statement of justification to be placed on the agenda for the 2012 annual meeting of the General Conference of Elders. And I will need a seconder for that.
Second.
Roy has seconded.
Everybody please raise their hand.
Unanimous.
That's it.
All right, thank you.